This is a CHOY News Update.
The city of Nanaimo is investing in the south side by extending the ENN Trail, adding approximately 900 meters of a multi-use path located between Junction Avenue and Extension Road.
The ENN Trail is one of Nanaimo's most popular trails, stretching continuously 8 kilometers from Mustar to Townside Road.
In the last year, the trail has staggered with disconnected additions made south from Heckett Street to 7th Street, adding 1.2 kilometers of soft surface trail, with further additions planned for the future.
Last month, Council approved the funding of the project, concluding with $550,000 for the construction of the trail extension in the Chase River area. The expansion is planned to improve connectivity between pedestrians, cyclists, and the general public by giving additional direct access to the planned upcoming South End Community Center on 11th Street.
Charlotte Davis, the acting director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, explains the reasoning behind the expansion.
Excited to be expanding the ENN Trail in the Chase River area. So this new section of trail will go between Junction Avenue and Extension Road. And it will be a recreational trail standard, which means it'll be about 2 meters wide and it'll be soft surface trail. One of the things that's happening in that area is the South End Community Centre is going to be coming soon. And so we wanted to be able to have a trail connection that would allow people in that neighbourhood to walk to the South End Community Centre eventually. Also, we have a goal of connecting the whole of the ENN Trail and building a trail beside rail for the length of the ENN in our cities.
Davis explains the city of Nanaimo is focusing on this area due to how simple it is to build and how surrounding neighbors will use it. She says there are already some locals walking beside the rail in the area. The ENN Trail is an ongoing collaboration between the city of Nanaimo, the Island Corridor Foundation, and Southern Rail Vancouver Island, who are the operators of the railway. The foundation is a non-profit federal charity that owns the railway corridor stretching from Victoria to Courtenay and Parkville to Port Alberni. It is governed by the 14 First Nations and the 5 regional districts the Island Corridor operates within.
Thomas Bevan, the foundation CEO, spoke on their partnership with the city and perspective on the trail's expansion.
By working with the city now on this nature path expansion beside the rail, we're going to be able to get kids and the community to be able to get to the neighborhood hub in a safe, beautiful way.
Bevan added that the extension and Cranberry area has limited walkability for pedestrians, with them having to rely on routes along the highway to reach schools and businesses. He explains the existing pedestrian traffic along the rail line.
We do see people walking on these lands, even though they're not supposed to, technically, because it is an active freight rail section. But by making this nature path beside the rail, we're having people interact and use these lands in a compliant way and in a safer way.
Charlotte Davis reiterates the biggest reason behind the expansion is a planned South End Community Center. She goes on to comment about the upcoming center.
The South End Community Center, we acquired the land within the last 18 months, and it's going to be a community center for our South End neighborhoods and for the whole of Nanaimo. And it's really going to serve as a community hub where everyone will be welcome.
The community center is still in its early stages of development, with Davis stating that they're looking into taking it to council next year to get a green light. The trail's expansion is almost ready to break ground and begin construction. The trail is expected to be completed by the end of 2026. Further information on the ongoing construction is available at the City of Nanaimo's official website. For CHOY Nanaimo, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.